So, DC fandom was the other day, the one that they did in the 2021 one they did, it was another digital little get together, as they call it, because you can't do conventions anymore, if you bout that life. But if you really bout that life, then you fucking do conventions. Hell, I've been to what, like two this year? No, I've been to one. I'm going to another one. Like at the end of this month. It's like a weekend thing. Whatever. Oh yeah, I forgot. This is Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. Hey. But welcome. And I just want to talk about the fandom because I really want to see the new Batman movie. Like the Batman. I really want to see it. So reluctantly, I was when I saw like they had the release trailer for the they had like a little teaser thing for the Black Adam. That's when it dawned on me because I like saw that in my YouTube feed and I was like, oh shit, they are doing the fandom. And I was like, oh, I hope I didn't miss the Batman trailer. So I then went on to the fandom and then immediately just kind of like it was like playing live, so I just like went back to see what all I missed, and it was a whole lot of nothing. And so then the entirety of it was like 3 hours and some change, so like 3:20, something like that. It was fucking long, and I just couldn't believe exactly how fucking boring it was. The fandom sucked. Like, it's weird that last year they actually did really well. And people really liked it. There was a lot of things that they announced and a lot of things that was coming up that was pretty cool. They even did a little talking about like the little feature thing that they did that was like talking about the character of the Joker. And even that was cool. As I haven't seen that, but yeah, like all the expectations for it and things like that, pretty interesting. The hype for the things that they were building up was okay. I didn't look at it in entirety. But it was, an okay thing. It wasn't nothing that I was like when I was cut to it and I was like, my God, shut the fuck up. But for this one, that's what I was like. My God, shut the fuck up. It didn't help that essentially they had like a different one for kids, which is weird. And that one was like kept on a constant loop. And that was odd. It was like if you went to the DC Kids one, it just was, and then all it did was just bring up stuff about Teen Titans Go. Just different iterations of Teen Titans Go that they got coming out, and another little crossover movie that they're going to do along with a bunch of the kid-related shows and movies that's coming out, like the fucking Super Pets thing, like they're having a video game or something. But they had the little reveal thing on the DC fandom, the regular one. But so weird shit. Because it wasn't necessary to have all of that, but they did it anyway. And it was just outright fucking boring. It was boring because of how stupid everything was. These things are by design, what they have turned into, especially if we've learned anything from the pandemic, is that essentially people don't really fucking care about what the hell the actors think in regards to so much unnecessary bullshit that comes with what it is that they're a part of. Having someone talked about how great it is for playing this role and whatnot, that's all well and good for the DVD commentary or some extras from when they're speaking out at panels when motherfuckers want to hear them. Sure, fine. But when I'm tuning into a digital thing, you kind of want to wrap that shit up pretty quickly. Or if not, let the audience indulge in actually caring about looking at stuff. And what they usually would do is play like the trailer or something first, and then let the audience and then like the actors stick around to talk about stuff, in like a Zoom meeting call or something like that. And that's cool. And essentially, it allows people who actually just are there for the trailer, which most of them are. To tune in and tune out as soon as it gets to the dumb shit because they don't really care for that. That panel shit only really works at the conventions. live and in person. When you're looking at it digitally, you wonder, why are y'all rambling on for so long for no fucking reason? Like, no one's asking you questions, but you're going on and on about retarded shit. Even before they reveal the new trailer for the Batman, I was just wondering. I was like, yo, will they ever shut the fuck up? And I was like, I do not care about Robert Pattinson and Lenny Kravitz's daughter talking about their experience or how they felt. It was like, oh my gosh. She was like, oh my God, I thought now I'm going to lose the part. And I was like, I don't care. Show the goddamn trailer. And it's like, you're filibustering everything for no fucking reason. And it was annoying. And then considering that out of everything that they showed during the DC fandom, the only thing that was of interest was the Batman trailer. Oh, hell yeah. Fuck that. And I mean, at least in the kids one, Teen Titans Go had the decency to play like a whole fucking episode for kids to watch. And it's like, yeah, there you go. But a whole episode of Teen Titans Go isn't funny. You have seen Teen Titans Go. Teen Titans Go was actually really funny. Them fighting a giant building called The Competition, and then you seeing it have a shield, a hammer, some webs, and some claws come out, three claws like Wolverine. Shit was hilarious. They're funny. But the overall fandom was really boring. There was only the trailer for the Batman and the Peacemaker. Everything else was kind of like a little sneak preview type of deal. The Black Adam story is still very confusing to me. I don't know how they're going to work that in correctly. And sometimes you just kind of got to bite the bullet and tell somebody like, yo, your idea is stupid. I don't give a fuck if it is a passion project for The Rock. Like, you want to take an actual known villain and essentially assert yourself as an anti-hero first before he actually goes into conflict with his actual enemy. It's just weird, all right? If anything, I had an interesting take on that. What if you actually made the Black Adam movie from his perspective going into fighting Shazam? That would have been interesting. But that immediately was killed because they announced and talked about new shit for the next Shazam movie, which I'm also not interested in. I just don't care. Hell, I didn't like the fact that the guy who plays Captain Marvel called himself Shazam, and it's like, that licensing shit is ridiculous. Dude, you're Captain Marvel. You are Captain Marvel. You're not Shazam. That's just what you say, but that's not your name. So, that was uninteresting. They did a Peacemaker show because it's continuing from the Suicide Squad movie. And I don't know. I just believe that's a dud. The entire time I looked at it, I was just thinking, this is giving me the same feelings as Ash versus Evil Dead. Being as, you know, this seems like a couple of episodes might be okay, but then after a while it's going to get into some shit that I just am going to lose interest in, and then ultimately I'm going to stop caring. And that's exactly what happened with the Ash and the Evil versus Evil Dead. It was like, yeah, you know, it was okay for a minute. Then after a while, it's like, So there's like the movies were better. And essentially what Peacemaker is like, you're cashing in on a character who essentially we've only seen work well with the assistance of all the other characters that they had in the Suicide Squad. Like realistically, Idris Elba and John Cena played off of each other perfectly. Deadpan. Yeah, John Cena did a perfect deadpan character. And honestly, to have someone else be like a stoic, serious type person playing off of how John Cena himself was being a very serious character, even though what he was saying was more in the lines of goofy and really ridiculous hyperbole, that was funny, you know? And it was like, it was funny because it's like, this guy's talking about murdering a bunch of people. And it's like, it's hilarious because he's totally telling the truth. We know that he is because he's a criminal. That's why he's doing the whole Suicide Squad thing. But at the same time, to his perspective, he's doing it for liberty, freedom, and for America. So it played well. Hell, even the joke of Idris Elba upbringing is exactly the same as Peacemaker's. The shit was funny, you know? So I'm very curious to see exactly what they're going to do with his show. I don't expect it to be really well done. Not at all. I have no high expectations for it whatsoever, because his character really was like a fantastic, he was a fantastic support type of character. Not that he was a support character, but a character that essentially was able to heighten situations and concepts by being around. So whenever he added his input, it instilled comedy as well as kept everything going. Him and Idris Elba killing a bunch of people and in competition, fucking hilarious, but just kind of essentially asserting that, oh, now he's getting his own TV show, just seemed really lazy. And then especially if that's the reason he survived at the end of the Suicide Squad, then I'm incredibly disappointed, because that just, you could have did so much more with the Suicide Squad movie's ending. But, you know, and it was like, oh, we just wanted to tailor this so we can give John Cena a fucking TV show. And it's like, really? Seriously? But it's cool that they got James Gunn behind it and everything. So that's cool. But like I said, I'm a wait for judgment on that one until after it comes out. But the Shazam sequel, you know, just looks like Shazam. So that's going to be whatever. Hopefully it has better writing than the original one. The original one is a good movie to see, but it's nothing I would buy. So hopefully it will do better. It's odd that they got like the oldest fucking actress alive right now to play Calypso. You know, and it's like, you got Lucy Liu and this really old chick. And it's like, I don't expect great action scenes to come out of this, but why the fuck would you do that? Like, why would you do that at all? Like, I mean, this, I believe it's the old chick that they keep having in the Fast and the Furious movies. And again, why is she here? Why the fuck are we still doing this? Like, it just seems ridiculous. But, you know, whatever on that front. So that's really not that exciting. And then you get to the meat and potatoes of what the DC fandom was actually about. If you take away all the things that people actually wanted to see, which was the trailers, the little excerpts of the different stuff that's about to come out, or little hints and teasers for what to come, you were shoved with a bunch of retarded shit. Like, woke nonsense, a bunch of black characters, a bunch of female characters, all plastered everywhere in between different segments, and it just made the shit unbearable. Constantly being told that black characters are important when I'm looking at the characters and I go, not only do I not know who they are, I don't give a fuck, and then you're not doing anything with them. Stupid. You know, and it was like, they're talking about a female character that they put on Young Justice, and then in Young Justice, they got her pregnant and then they benched her. So then she stopped doing anything in Young Justice. And I was like, why are we bringing up Rocket? And I was like, you guys benched her. Remember, you introduced her in the second season, and in the third season, you benched her. Oh, wait, I forgot. You came back from the third season because your motherfuckers got canceled. And then you immediately tried to do some weird shit. The third season of Young Justice sucked. And it was fucking awful. And now you're coming back with another season, and I just could not care less. Hell, in the entire fucking trailer, they didn't show anyone from the Bat family. And if you looked at the last season, they were so goddamn important. And then the series did everything they could to essentially make them seem wrong. Because, you know, you can't just rise other people up. You have to demoralize the ones that are on top first. Knock them down a peg. And then that's how you build up the other people. Even though fans hate this and it proves to be a terrible idea and concept over and over and over again, they continue to do it because they don't have any other way of doing anything, because they're fucking stupid. Hell, they started talking about fucking Batwing. The black Batman. He's the Batman in Africa. He's named after Batman's fucking jet. It's really stupid. he's a whatever character. He's always been a whatever character. And then they were talking about him like he was this big deal. And I didn't know that he's in Batwoman. So I guess he's supposed to be a big deal. He's not. He never will be. That's stupid. So it just seemed really dumb that they essentially wasted time to virtue signal. And then I remembered, you know, what DC did recently, which was turn Tim Drake gay, as well as Superman's son gay. And I'm saying gay because, you know, they claim that they were bi, but they're with dudes, so they're gay. Oh man, it's funny. I watched like a It's a Gundam video where he showed like the the drag queens that he watches, and like it was like a clip from them, and they said something that was like they used to say that to people when they were younger, and they would say that they're bi. They would say, "Yeah, bi now, gay later," and I was like, "That's hilarious. that's funny as shit." Oh man. It was like, you actually like gay, say that to other people coming up to them that are bi. And it's like, oh, you're bi now, but you'll be gay later. That's fucked up. Oh man, you like, can you imagine that? Like, you're in middle school and someone tells you, bi now, gay later. That's funny. So, you know, and it's like, because you couldn't do the full sweep that they're gay, you had to be like, no, they're bi, because they've liked girls before, and we're really bad writers. So you got that bullshit being plastered all over the place. And then lo and behold, in the DC fandom, that's exactly something that they talked about. And they shown like the one of the major heads of DC Comics talking about how it's such a moving and powerful moment. And it was like, this is fucking stupid. And like the whole thing was gay. Like, it was like, dude, this is gay. This is so stupid and dumb. And it was like, none of this makes any sense. Your stories are crap. Your comics are selling in the toilet. Everyone keeps criticizing the fact that manga is outdoing you guys, which I find deplorable, considering the fact that they used to look up to you guys. Shit, that's terrible. But all of this crap, and it was like, does any of this make you any money? And it's like, no, the answer is always no. It's always has been no. And you just keep wondering, so why the fuck do you keep doing it? Why is it taking so long for you guys to get that, to register that you was kicked in the head by a fucking donkey? You know, it's like you're in the hospital, tied up to tubes. Feet, we have to feed you with tubes now because you was kicked in the head with a fucking donkey. Will you finally admit that you were kicked in the head with a donkey? You say, there's tubes in me? Like, look around you. You're in a hospital room. There's bandages on your head. Bandages, you say? I don't see it. I don't see it. So, biggest fucking stupid faux pas ever. I believe it's like the anniversary of Wonder Woman or something like that. Which would be an understandable thing for them to highlight and showcase her. But it dove into basically being a whole bunch of stuff about women bullshit. And it was like, as great as DC's diverse cast of women are, they themselves have a hard time actually trying to showcase them properly. Wonder Woman has the added asset of essentially being around from a very long time and then rising to the popular status of which she has. What was it? Oh yeah, they also brought in the crazy chick who directed the second Wonder Woman movie. And they were talking to her as if like she did a fucking accomplishment, you know? And it's like, no, like, come on now. Be real. That movie was terrible. That movie was received terrible. That movie did terrible. It was terrible. You had her write everything when she just directed the first movie. And that's even the biggest like fucking insult of all of that. And it's like, she became the writer and the director of the second one, when she wasn't even responsible for writing anything for the first one. It was like, the fuck? Then why? Who left her in charge? It was like, just let this director go, I think I can handle this. And you just got shit. A pile of shit. Goddamn idiots. So they just had all of this woman-eccentric shit plastered everywhere, and then all of this gay pride stuff everywhere, and couldn't help but because of how ridiculous it was, I wasn't sitting around watching it. You know, I kept popping back in to see, hey, did they show the trailer yet? Hey, you showed the trailer yet? Hey, did you show the trailer yet? And they didn't. They waited till the end because they knew what the fuck they knew what they were doing on that aspect. Hey, you had to keep teasing it. So, you know, kept dangling that fish in front of everybody. They even had a fucking like fan art contest thing. And I was like, this is stupid. And the artwork was cool. But then they did like a thing with like people doing cosplay stuff, And some of those winners, it was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, they're just wearing they're just wearing like those mail-in spandex that you get from Amazon. That's not cosplaying. Like, you don't recognize shit like that as authentic cosplaying. Come on, man. It's like, come on. But whatever, you know, they was doing it because it was like, hey, look, it's a woman. So it was like, yeah, we must be positive about her choices. So give her love. That's what I think, like, the overlord of DC's voice sounds like. So in one fell swoop, within a matter of a year, DC managed to be something that was at least doing the opposite of Marvel and then striving to do better or get better. I mean, they were sold. They're doesn't Discovery own them now? You know, they got new people heading everything. They put some new people in charge of their comics, and it was like they're going on the right path. They announced a bunch of movies and other projects that they were going to do that a lot of people were kind of excited for, except for the thing with them getting fucking J.J. Abrams. God damn it. Like, how were you guys supposed to, like, if there's anybody that should have their finger on the pulse of nerds and geek culture and in terms of popular culture and how that's represented, it should be the motherfuckers that inspired that shit in the first place. Bruce Timm? Yeah, everyone who worked on the Batman the Animated Series has long been told how great their shit smells. You know, like, everyone keeps trying to suck their dick. But to me, it was proven without a shadow of a doubt that they lost that spark when they did that fucking Harley Quinn movie, that animated Harley Quinn movie that I just thought was, like, just terrible. And I was like, this is fucking stupid. And then them also constantly just keep reiterating and bringing up and then defending the mindset that they had when they initially did Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, and then their mindset of being like, you know, like that perverted shit that they did, that they tried to create and get put into the show, that thankfully someone had sense and stopped them from doing, which would have honestly, like, just made the characters kind of weird, which was like, you know, let Batman and Batgirl have a kid, and Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn be fucking. And it was like, they just drawing a bunch of perverted different cartoons and illustrations of them and shit. And it's like, nigga, you guys, they allow you to have Tommy guns and they barely have you have Joker kill people. Like, why are you pushing the envelope here? Like, what the fuck does this do for the characters? And then it was like, for Poison Ivy, it didn't even make any sense because she's an eco-terrorist who believes in plant superiority over humans. Why would she fuck anybody? It's like, she, why? What sense does that make? Jesus Christ, the only sense that in terms of a character being with Poison Ivy is literally Swamp Thing. And I believe there's a old, or like a version of the Sirens book that they've done when she was hanging out with Catwoman and Harley Quinn, and then it was like this plant creature thing that wanted to take over the world, and then she fell in love with it. And it was like, yeah, he kept saying he was like the manifestation of nature itself. And it was like, yeah, it's understandable. And then I actually liked that comic because you had Catwoman and Harley Quinn trying to talk her out of it because they were letting her know you're in a toxic relationship because that dude is treating you like how we've been treated by, like, Batman and the Joker. They don't care about you. And it was like, we've been there. And like, Harley Quinn and Catwoman both said and protested. And they was like, when you kiss him, he's not looking at you. And it was like, he's thinking of either someone else or what his goal and his ambition is. He's not in the moment because he could care less about this moment. And I was like, it was even harsher for Catwoman because it's like, yo, you're talking about the hero, but it is what it is. They don't need no woman. Y'all ain't the mission. God damn it. So that was cool. That's always was something that I felt strongly about with that character, you know. And it was like, and then what they did within the series, and it was like, yo, Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy are friends, but now, since the fucking Harley Quinn TV show, they're gay for each other, and I believe that's getting another season because of course it is. But it's like, hey, they're gay for each other, and that's all they ever will be, is gay for each other. And to me, that ruins and diminishes so much of what initially started off, what happened when they initially created and had Harley Quinn from the get-go, from the animated series, which was just that her and Poison Ivy had a really good friendship. Hell, even if they were lesbians for a little bit, it doesn't change the fact that Harley Quinn is crazy for the Joker, you know, but that's another thing I've already gotten into. But you, and it's like, if you listen to me, then you already know how I feel about Harley Quinn. I love her character. I've always loved her character. When I used to watch Batman the Animated Series, I liked the Joker. And Harley Quinn's backstory is one of the best fucking backstories of any character within the DC mythos. There's a reason her ass is as popular as she is right now. I mean, they can't help but try to make her an anti-hero rather than make her a villain because of how beloved she is. Because they desperately need to keep positive female characters around, so they take anything and everyone that they can. But again, they refuse to do, well, the same thing with Marvel. They refuse to put in the work to actually build up characters to become popular, but so they would rather tear down already popular and established characters and then build up other characters that they can change different aspects of, whether it be sexual orientation, race, or moral ambiguity. So you have Harley Quinn, who is a legitimate psychopath, and you try to skew that along the sides of, well, she'll be smart enough to get out of a toxic relationship because she don't need no mans. And it's like, bitch, her origin is that she was turned into by this toxic relationship. This is something that she chose to do and that she wanted. Because realistically, it's like, if Harley Quinn had a sound mind, why the fuck would she still be a supervillain? You know? It's like, why would she still be Harley Quinn? That doesn't make any sense. And it was like, yeah, establishing and her accepting the mindset of Harley Quinn is to accept the mindset of the Joker, which is what she fell in love with in the first place, which is what drove her ass crazy in the first place. Harley Quinn is an example or another victim of the Joker. She is not her own entity. She is a walking, living, breathing victim of the Joker's madness. The nigga is so crazy that he turned an actual doctor who was trying to help him crazy too. God damn it. But nah, she's cool. What is it, like the DC Supergirls thing? Batgirl and her are like best friends. Fucking like, it's lazy. It's really fucking lazy. So looking at them sit there and plaster all this dumb shit on the DC fandom was just boring. It was just really fucking boring. Hell, listening to me complain about it should be boring, but it was just very, very fucking boring. So I didn't have no patience for it. And waiting and waiting and waiting until finally the goddamn Batman trailer dropped was not worth it. The overall concept of the convention was just abysmal. I know I heard it while listening to other people talk about the fandom and everything like that, the event and all that, and I do agree with them on this state, that essentially regular conventions that normally typically happen, you more so like your grand scale Comic Con and more so just anime conventions, Dragon Con, shit like that. Those that are done with the concept of the vendors and the venues and just appeasing the fans and whatnot, those are going to survive. Those are actually going to start booming because a lot of people are still going to those again now. Now, the shit like the DC fandom, it was like, yeah, all that was doing was just catering to selling their shit. Like, hey, invest in DC. We got all this new stuff coming out. And to anyone that was a fan that was looking at the stuff would sit there and go, yeah, all this shit that they're promoting is shit that we don't want. And stuff that they're talking about and that they're doing and whatnot. And it's like, we could care less. As I was saying about the Bruce Timm and everyone that was a part of the Batman animated series. And it's like, yo, they've been telling these guys that they've been great for so long. No one has questioned any of the decisions that they've ever made. And having the idea of working together with J.J. Abrams, of all people, and thinking that that's going to be something that's going to totally make fans happy is fucking idiotic and stupid. And it's like, regardless of what you might think of him as a director, the dude has a bad reputation when it comes to geek culture as of right now. You know, so right now, he has a terrible reputation with geek culture. So why the fuck would you get him involved in anything? I mean, Disney can't stop sucking his dude's dick, but J.J. Abrams' movie, his movies aren't even that good. none of his movies are, like, really that fucking amazing. But it's like, yo, to the Academy, yeah, he's creme de la creme. But realistically, it's like, he is responsible for, like, what, the death of two different movie franchises? Get the fuck out of here. Star Trek and Star Wars? Come on. I can't remember the other things he's been working on recently, and people were like, dude, J.J. Abrams, seriously? But it's like, yeah, like, why are you going to him to do another animated Batman series? Like what the fuck, what can he possibly bring to the table that you guys don't already have? Seriously, his name means nothing in terms of an animated series, nor does it have any pull that would bring in people that were willing to look at the series just because J.J. Abrams is a part of it. He doesn't work in fucking animation. So he wasn't a part of the original Batman animated series. He doesn't work in animation. His name means nothing to geek culture. Why the fuck is he being involved in anything? That's incredibly stupid and idiotic. But you guys would know that because you don't know your fans. And that's your main problem right now. And it's like, hey, we're going to take, like, essentially do, like, a pseudo prequel to our Batman animated series. Again, why the fuck is J.J. Abrams in the room? This dude is hanging on for the, he's along for the ride, and you guys are dragging him by your coattails. And honestly, you can just drop the coat. You don't need, it's an old dirty coat that you don't even want anymore. Let it go. Let him go. This is stupid. You do your story, and then honestly, I swear to God, backed up by your name alone and your involvement in Batman the Animated Series, it's going to bring in as many people as it need to make sure that you do well. Because once the fans of the animated series get involved in liking it, if it's good, I promise you that you'll be fine. You'll be totally fine. But you're stupid. I mean, it's the same thing with the Harley Quinn series. I mean, there's no denying, like, again, I have my issues with Harley Quinn, but it's like, I'm not going to deny that show isn't funny, you know? And it's like, it's funny. It got its own fan base. It's okay that it has its own fan base and it's doing well. So that's all you can ask for. And that's all you're going to get because that's what keeps you afloat. Look how fucking long it took for them to make another Young Justice. And again, it sucked. So... It's just like, you know, it's like if you do it, the fans will come, but you just need to do it so that fans will like it. But I digress. So all the shit that they did was just really dumb. And I was like, I had to like scroll through shit in order for me to see like the previews and different first looks at different stuff and whatnot. And then it was like, and you're getting through like 20 to 30 minutes worth of a bunch of cast members talking about working on the CW shows. And it's like, I don't fucking care. But it ended with the Batman trailer. I mean, you were having segments being introduced to you by different people of color and diversity who kept constantly starting off conversations by going, DC has always accepted people with color and diversity. I mean, how fucking dumb is it that like they highlighted and showcased it, Static Shock, as like one of their people of color. Not only did DC not create Static Shock, they bought Static Shock and then, you know, redid him and whatnot. But for years, people have been asking for another Static Shock cartoon, another attempt to bring that character to light after the years of his popularity building over and over again. And the best thing we got was a black kid with a hat on Young Justice, who then seeks training from Black Lightning. A motherfucker that people don't even know because the original Super Friends show had Black Vulcan. So when they had Black Lightning, when Black Lightning was originally introduced, I had no fucking idea who the hell he was. And I was like, isn't that Black Vulcan? And I was like, well, licensing reasons, Black Vulcan is on Super Friends, but Black Lightning is his actual name. I don't care. And then they gave Black Lightning a show and it got canceled because no one cared. It was stupid. It was a bunch of hate monger and black people shit that was just really dumb. And what do you mean hate monger? Just a bunch of black people. This struggle. I got Black Lightning powers. It's just boring, dumb, and stupid. God, that was a bad show. But like, for years, everybody been screaming about doing something with Static Shock. And it was like, all right, you got a new fandom thing and you want to sit there and promote and highlight diversity and shit like that? Dude, announce that you're doing another Static Shock episode. How about you have a more grounded and up-to-date version of Static Shock? Or, you know, I mean, like, yeah, a more grounded, up-to-date version of Static Shock. Keep in the same origin and then release that shit on HBO Max. It'd be either an animated series or a couple of movies or something like that. And I swear to God, people will just run to it because Static Shock is a known character. He has a name. He has a fan base. He has a namesake. And it is someone that you could definitely use that can fill in that stupid diversity quota that you assholes keep trying to reach. I don't understand why they don't do these things. He has one of the greatest origin stories of a superhero ever to me. From it, just, God, his origin story is so good. Man, it came to a gang war to basically kill his bully because he was feeling the pressure of being bullied by a guy. And he found out he was going to be at this gang war. Someone gave him a gun. He was thinking of killing a guy. The last minute, got rid of the gun, but then was still... when he tried to leave, still got a dose of the bang, of the metahuman gas that was created, thus making the Bang Babies. The idea of working with the color scheme of the purple, like the original animated series did, motherfucker, you guys could have did so much. You can change up how gear looked and still bring that in. God damn it, it could have been good. If they ever try, it could be good. But it's like the writing's on the wall for you to actually make good shit, but you decide, like, what was it, when they showed the Black Adam thing, there's gonna be a black dude playing Hawkman, and it's like, Hawkman's not black, but, you know, diversity. So I hate it. The Batman, what do I think of the Batman trailer? You know, like, since they wanted to wait till the end to bring something up, why not do the same? And it was good. You know, it was really good. Like I said, I want to see this movie. I really want to see this movie. I love the Riddler as a character. I don't really care for how they do his origin. Honestly, you can't go wrong with doing a Riddler origin because his origin is so simple and basic if you do know what his actual origin is. But it's so basic that it's not necessary to do anything, you know? So it's like, you could do anything and just go, like, this guy's calling himself the Riddler, and it will be fine. So it's like, as long as it's just, like, you know, just grounded, yeah, it'd be fine. But on some type of merit or something that, like, a showcase that would make him separate from the Joker to be like, oh, yeah, that's Riddler's mindset, not something that I could see the Joker doing as well. So that'll be fine. Gotham did that really well. Slowly building him up as the Riddler was fine. Like, how they did that was pretty cool. Even to the point of it being like him having like a split personality. But from there, like, that was kind of stretching it a little bit. But it was like, as long as they brought it back to the fact that it was like, it's not really him having a split personality. More so like there's the real him and then there's the pretend him. And then the real him was just kind of messing with the pretend him so he can finally come out. So like, something like that, which is fine. If they're going to do it that way. But so far, so good for that trailer. The movie looks amazing. I love the fact that the trailer opened up with the same song from the last one. Because that song basically, like, to me now is iconic. Because that trailer was dope. From the original, the first one, the first trailer was just like, that's a fantastic trailer. Much like the original Suicide Squad trailer, but here's hoping we don't get the same problem. You know, the trailer being a nice little, okay, this might be really good. And then you see the movie and it's like, you let me down. You let me down hard. But I do have high hopes for that movie. I hope it's good. I hope it's really good. Seems like it's going to be really good, but that's like the big movie of next year. So fingers crossed for that one. But yeah, other than that, there was really nothing else to that entire wash of programming. So I have no thoughts on like the Well, I don't really care for like the next age of like big time trailer reveal conventions, much like New York Comic Con, regular Comic Con, E3, and fucking apparently now DC fandom and shit like that, because it doesn't do anything. Hell, the DC fandom even showed some stuff for the video games that's coming out, the Suicide Squad video game, as well as the Arkham something video game. Well, like the game where the Bat family's doing shit. But if you know video games, and you know a cinematic trailer means dick when you're talking about a video game, and he goes, "Hey, this new game's coming out," and it's like, "All right, let's actually see gameplay." Then they show you some shit that you essentially would get when you leave your disc on for too long without pressing start. Then you don't really give a fuck, because it shows nothing. It means nothing. It does absolutely nothing. I really wanted to see like gameplay for the Suicide Squad game, because they actually shown some stuff like a couple of years ago for the game where you play like the Bat Family, the Robin and all that. I cannot remember the name, Jesus Christ. But they shown some gameplay for that. But Rocksteady doing the Suicide Squad thing, I was like, yeah, I really want to see some gameplay for that. Like, how exactly does this game look? But no, he just got a big old trailer. Even though it was funny, we'll give him that. But that's about it. But yeah, I really hope those things die out. I hope that they understand that people will be less interested into seeing them when they're just these giant puff pieces that don't really cater to what the fans want. If essentially, and then it'll just boil down to fans just of really not giving a fuck and waiting until like the trailer for what it is that they're excited for just drops, which will happen immediately after it's showcased on their little special event thing, you know? So if you get it through your heads that, well, like we'll promote, talk about, and present shit that fans will actually be excited for, you know, then you won't have to worry about that. But when you fill it up with a bunch of puff pieces talking about, oh, we're including diversity, or all these women doing this and blah, 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 then motherfuckers ain't gonna wanna watch your shit, because then you're yelling at your audience who doesn't give a fuck about your politics and who ultimately would like to stay away from your politics, seeing as how those politics are ruining your comics. But in order for you to figure some shit like that out, you'd have to be smart. And DC has proven, and they are not. So, as I sip my red Kool-Aid and worry about the future, I then end this episode of Fun with Flame. And I tell you all, this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I have been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, I hope you had fun. Good night. And if I say good evening, that's liable for copyright infringement. Crazy, right? I think it is. I'm not sure. I don't know. Whatever.